So glad you're with us, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. America stepping into a new chapter of history today. Barack Obama has now become the nation's 44th president. He was sworn in front of a crowd of about 2 million people today. President Obama's inaugural address was an appeal to begin what he called the work of remaking America. President Obama, along with Vice President Joe Biden, will travel down Pennsylvania Avenue, kick off the inauguration parade, and open a new era of American government. Word now from CNN's political team, though, that a senator has told CNN's Dana Bash that Senator Ted Kennedy collapsed at the Capitol Hill luncheon for President Barack Obama this afternoon, and paramedics were called. Don't know much about his condition at this point, but as you know, the Massachusetts Democrat has been undergoing treatment for a brain cancer. He was able to make it to that swearing-in ceremony, and apparently the emergency happened during the lunch. Former President Bush and former First Lady Laura Bush headed back home to Texas now, although they'll be flying home to Texas on the same blue and white presidential aircraft they have many times before. The plane is no longer called Air Force One. It is called Special Air Mission 28,000. Later, thousands are expected to attend a very brief rally in Midland, Texas, where Bush lived as a child, and from there, the Bushes will fly to Waco and onto their ranch in Crawford, Texas. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon toured the destruction in Gaza today. He said that what he saw was, quote, heartbreaking. He arrived today, a few days after Israel and Hamas had declared ceasefires. He's also getting a firsthand look at damage at a UN compound. It was hit during clashes last week. Israel has said that Hamas used the buildings as a cover to launch attacks. He also will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. 2 days before a U.S. Airways flight landed in the Hudson, passengers on the very same plane say they heard loud bangs on their flight. They say the crew announced an emergency landing but then decided to continue on to Charlotte. U.S. Airways has not confirmed any of this, however. Meanwhile, the airline sent $5,000 to each passenger on board Flight 1549 for their lost luggage. And those are the headlines for you this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.